The wildfire season has begun early and dramatically in many western states this year. Fires are scorching land in 8 western states, from Texas to Alaska. Even Hawaii is reporting a nearly 4,000-acre fire at the Volcanoes National Park. Serious drought conditions are making it difficult for firefighters to contain many of the blazes. Right now, the biggest effort is focusing on Colorado, where 8 major fires are burning. One of the worst is just south of Denver. NPR's Howard Berkus is at the command center for the so-called Hayman Fire. Howard, I understand you've just been out to look at this fire. Tell us what you could see. How big is it?
You know, John, I covered the eruptions of Mount St. Helens in 1980, and I never thought I'd see anything like that. This is like that.
Wow.
There are huge billowing clouds rising 30,000 feet into the sky, creating thunderheads above them, brown thunderheads, not dark with rain, but brown from smoke. We also saw, as we were on the southern edge of the fire, trees exploding in flames. We saw the fire really pick up in activity as well, the smoke becoming darker and moving quicker. We saw the fire move up mountainsides onto the ridgetops, and as I said, trees just exploding in flames. We also saw spotting where bursts of flame shoot out of the fire some distance, land, and start new small blazes. None of these were very big, and we were in an area where there were lots of firefighters protecting some homes that were islands in scorched trees and grass.
Howard, we heard that the fire had stopped its advance towards Denver overnight because the wind had shifted direction. What's happening with that now?
The wind has picked up again. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I'm standing next to a flagpole and it's waving quite wildly. The wind has picked up, and as the fire is growing, not as dramatically as it did yesterday and the day before, and it's not only growing in terms of creeping again north toward Denver, but also becoming wider, bigger, creeping outward. Again, the description I've heard is that it's just creeping at this point, but it is growing.
We've heard reports about perhaps thousands of people preparing to evacuate their homes because their homes may be in the line of fire. Do we know how many people are actually leaving?
I don't know the current number. I believe the number is somewhere in maybe the 4,000 or 5,000 range. But up to 40,000 people have been told to be ready to leave, because if the wind does pick up again and push the fire north and push it as quickly as it did the other day, those people would be in danger, and they would have to get out rather quickly. There is wind in the forecast. There are thunderstorms predicted, not wet thunderstorms with rain, which people here desperately need, but dry thunderstorms that are expected to be accompanied by gusting winds. So there's still a great deal of concern. There's still a great deal of danger here, and they're pouring resources in here. This is the number one fire in the country right now.
Thanks very much, Howard.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Howard Berkus speaking with us from the Command Center for the Hayman Fire in Lake George, Colorado.